This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
The USDA released their 2013 report on household food security in the United States this week. The report states that most U.S. households have consistent, dependable access to enough food for active, healthy living. They are food secure. But a minority of American households experience food insecurity at times during the year, meaning their access to adequate food is limited by lack of money and other resources. So we're on the line with Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger, which is a New York-based nonprofit that represents and is the voice for more than 1,100 nonprofit soup kitchens and food pantries in New York City, and the 1.4 million low-income New Yorkers who live in households that can't afford enough food. So, Joel, can you give us a peek into these findings of the 2013 report? Are things getting better for American families?
Things are not getting better for American families, despite the fact that Wall Street earnings are at an all-time high. The Dow Jones has never been higher. And yet there was no decrease whatsoever in the still vast levels of hunger and food insecurity in America. Today, 49 million of our American neighbors, that's a million with an M, including 16 million American children, live in homes that can't afford enough food. Now, we're still a bit better than Somalia or North Korea. Kids aren't starving in the streets. But they are choosing between food and health care, food and medicine. They're rationing food. They're only able to afford the least healthy food in the richest country in the history of the world. Something is seriously amiss.
Troubling. And what about New York City specifically? How are we doing over here?
We haven't crunched the New York City numbers yet, because they're brand new and that takes a fair amount of work. But we know from last year's numbers, at least 1.3 million New Yorkers live in homes that can't afford enough food. 1.3 million New Yorkers, that's about 1 in 6 New Yorkers, and half a million children, 1 in 5 New York City children. This is a city with 53 billionaires. Their combined net worth is about $180 billion, or about four times the entire city budget. We can afford to end hunger in New York City and America. We're just choosing not to do it.
So, I mean, you know, what can somebody do in the wake of hearing news like that?
The most important thing people can do is call their senators, call their congresspeople, and demand that we raise the minimum wage and make it a living wage, and that we ensure that programs like the SNAP program, the new name for the food stamps program, are adequately funded, and that we have a serious national program of job creation. The vast majority of able-bodied adults who need food stamps are either working and are underpaid or desperately looking for work and can't get it. We have simple policies that we know that work because they've worked in the past. We just happen to be doing the reverse.
Well, thank you for all the work that you do and that the Coalition Against Hunger does. And we appreciate you taking a few minutes today to give us some more insight into this report. Thank you. Again, that was Joel Berg with the New York Coalition Against Hunger. And for HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee. We'll have more on this issue soon.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.